I'm Dominic Leaven. I'm a research professor in Cambridge, a formerly senior research fellow at Trinity College.
Why did you want to come along to the conference this week?
Partly because I'm interested and have just finished a book on the origins of Russia's First World War and revolution. So, of course, this is close to my subject. On the other hand, I'm not an expert in Southeastern Europe, and so I learn quite a bit in areas which are adjacent to, but not directly in the middle of, my interests.
What have been the highlights for you?
I think probably for me the most interesting thing on the whole has been to learn from some of the experts on Southeastern Europe and some of the younger people, details, new ideas which I didn't know before. Also to talk to my colleague from Vienna, who I haven't met for some time, and that always allows an exchange of opinions, you know, across, as you might say, imperial boundaries.
Do you think people in this country know enough about what happened in Eastern Europe during the war?
No, I mean, I think, you know, the average British memory of the war is completely distorted. It's very narrowly Anglophone and obviously, you know, obsessed with the Western Front. I mean, the truth of the war was that it was a war which started in Eastern Europe, you know. I think it's also fair to say that although the war was won on the Western Front, the peace was lost in Eastern Europe as well. So you get a very distorted view of things if you don't factor in Eastern Europe and the struggles between empires and nationalisms in Eastern Europe. I think the point to remember as well, though, is that although you have to understand that, you also have to remember that this general struggle between empires and nationalisms is one of the great themes of 20th century global history. So it's not as if it's irrelevant to Britain. After all, at exactly the same time as these tensions were building up before 1914 in Eastern Europe, they're also building up in Ireland. And in the end, it seems to me that, you know, really, Suez in 1956 is the sort of 1914 moment of the British and French empires. So all of this has a relevance which goes well beyond just, you know, the events of 1914, very important as they were.
And possibly even today.
Well, yes. I mean, the frightening thing is that, you know, I live in East Asia, and there the combination of the same kind of tensions between great powers, great power rivalry, geopolitics, but also nationalism, is extremely dangerous. You know. And one thing which is very seldom remembered in Europe as regards the First World War is that a war which was caused uniquely by Europeans ended up by killing a great many other people in the world. You know, you wouldn't want to see that repeated in the other direction, you know, meaning we could have ghastly conflicts coming out of East Asia, which would have a big effect on all of us. So, you know, quite apart from the obvious parallels in Eastern Europe now, which you've got to be a bit careful with, there are more general global parallels.